Might seem a long time ago to many of you. I don't know whether you feel it's a long time ago. Did you all have a good Christmas? Yeah? But actually, technically, you said, throwing this around, Christmas isn't actually over until today. Because today is a very special day in the Christmas story. And as Gary said, it's got a very posh name. And that name is Epiphany. Okay, sometimes we call it Twelfth Night, the 12th day of Christmas. And the 6th of January is the day when we remember that the wise men came to visit Jesus. And we've said that the first Sunday in each month, we're going to have what Stephen called last time Little Big Church, which I really like that name. Made it sound a bit like Red Indians and things like that. When we do a story that the children can get involved in, but the adults need to hear as well. So we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 2 and verses 1 to 12. And if Stephen can put the first PowerPoint up, I think we've got a starry journey. So this story is in Matthew. It tells us all about a starry journey. And that's why we were singing about Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and This Little Light of Mine. And why we've got this star up here. And why we've got stars on the ceiling that you can't see very well, sadly. But, you know, there we are trying to make it look like a starry night. Because a star was an important part of this story. And I need one of you to be a star. And I think Mackenzie's volunteered for that in a minute. So, the verses that we're going to look at are at the beginning of Matthew chapter 2. I think it's the next slide. Just the first two verses, and it says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi, or wise men, from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we've come to worship him. So God sent a special star to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And this was seen from many, many miles away. Stephen, could you just get me the snowflake? This is actually a snowflake, but we're going to pretend it's a star. Okay? So Mackenzie is going to come and be a star. Stephen, I think we might need your help just to get her into the star costume. Yeah? We don't know how long it took. Yeah? We don't know how long this journey took that these men took. Okay? She's going to be our star. But it was a long journey, and we don't really know very much about the wise men at all. They'd obviously studied the stars, they studied astronomy. They didn't have telescopes the way that we have nowadays, but they believed that God could speak to us through all of creation. And when they saw this special shining star, they decided that they were going to follow it to find out more about the king whose light it represented. So we've got kings, hopefully. So are you three going to be kings for me? Will you be kings? So they decided that they would have presents. So I've got three presents that I don't want you to open yet. Okay. Can you carry these presents for on a journey? Maybe. So Grace, would you like to carry that one? Carry that bag?
Maybe.
And Tatiana, would you like to carry that one? Brilliant. And Esther, would you like to carry that one? Okay. So they were bringing gifts because they wanted to worship the king. And so they were going to take these gifts to the king following the star. Okay. So I would like this star and these kings to go on a journey. And we've got a song that we can join in maybe as they go. So Mackenzie, I'd like you to walk around the church to the back and you three to follow her, okay? And if you can click on the next slide, Stephen, I think the music should come on. So Mackenzie, that's it, you follow Mackenzie. Get her your gifts.
Let's follow the star. Follow the star, follow the star, let's go far away. Let's follow the star, follow the star, follow the star, it will lead the way.
We might need to do it again, Mackenzie, because the song goes on a bit. Keep going, it's a long journey.
That's follow the star, follow the star, follow the star, let's go far away. Let's follow the star, follow the star, follow the star, it will lead the way.
Yes, we need you back now, stars. So, anyway, these wise men, they were following the star, but they must have, at some point, lost sight of the star, because as they got closer to Israel, they couldn't see the star anymore. Star, can you come and sit down? You can just hold it. You just sit on the floor. And they couldn't see it, so they thought, hang on, what do we do now then? Yeah, and they didn't have the star to follow, so they decided if they were going to visit a king, then they... You know, they would have to go to the royal palace. Any of you been to a royal palace? Yeah? Where have you been? Buckingham Palace. I think we've got a picture of Buckingham Palace, hopefully. Yeah, Buckingham Palace. Anybody been to Windsor Castle? There was a, yeah, fantastic. We've got Windsor Castle as well. So some of you, you know, you've been to palaces and things like that. So we can't really blame these three wise men for going to the palace. But they soon found out that the new king wasn't there, okay? And there was a king there, and he was called Herod. Now, Stephen has very kindly volunteered to be Herod. And I think I've lost, yeah? It's there. So we've got to... We have a versatile crown here that we've not made to the right size because we didn't know who was going to be the king. So now we've got Stephen's head, big head, yeah? Yeah, it still doesn't fit, so we've got to have the other bit.
No, stick the
there. Put that one on the outside.
Okay, that's the pretty. Yeah, okay, that's the pretty one. So here we are. Yes, this is an anachronistic crown, because obviously they wouldn't have had sellotape then, but never mind. Okay, so there we are. He's going to hold his crown. Okay, so this is the king. Would you like to get a chair and sit there like a king? I would have pinched Eileen's throne, but I thought that was a bit mean. So, yeah, she's got... the queen won't give up her throne. Yeah? So here we've got the king, and these wise men went along to the king. Are you, yeah? The star's out of sight. That's brilliant. And so, you know, they said, where's the king? Where's the newborn king? Would one of you like to say that? Where's the newborn king? No? Well... Yeah, and Herod was not very happy about that because he thought, if there's a newborn king, that means my time as king, you know, is up. So he asked his own wise men about this, and they said that God had promised that a king would be born in Bethlehem. So fair enough, Herod said to the wise men, you know, how long ago is it since you first saw this star then? And how long have you been journeying? And he pretended to be really nice to them. And he said, well, go and find the king and then come back and tell me where he is and I can go and worship him too. Yeah, and that sounds okay, doesn't it? But Herod didn't really want to worship the new king at all. He wanted to kill any new king that there was, yeah, because he didn't want to stop being king himself. So at that point, Herod went off. There you are, go off. And these wise men... They thought, okay, we'll go to Bethlehem. And then they saw the star again. You can just walk up and down now. You don't have any music this time. So they followed the star again to Bethlehem. Okay? So there you are, wise men. Yeah, that were going on a much shorter journey now. They've got the star. Okay? And the star comes back. Yeah, this star that's a snowflake comes back. And she comes to a house. Okay? And in that house, which we'll pretend is suddenly here, we've got a house here. Yep. It's all right, star, you can stop here. Yeah? Yeah, there's a house here. And there we've got Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Now, on Christmas cards, we've often got the wise men there, haven't we? All at the same time as the shepherds, and they're at the stable and everything like that. But actually, the Bible says that they arrived at a house. So it's probable that it was some time after baby Jesus was born in the stable. And that's probably why we celebrate Epiphany on the 6th of January, 12 days later. We don't know if it was actually 12 days later, no idea. But, you know, after all the celebrations of Christmas were over and everybody's gone back to work, you know, these wise men were still looking for Jesus, and then they found him. And when they arrived, they gave presents to the newborn king. And we still like to give presents nowadays, don't we, when a baby's born. I'm sure Stacey is hoping that people will give her presents when her new baby's born. But what kind of presents do we normally give to babies when babies are born now? Clothes, yeah, nappies. You know, you have all these kind of different things, clothes and blankets, toys. Sometimes, yeah, little toys you give to babies. Well, these wise men didn't give those kinds of toys at all. They didn't give those kinds of presents. Their presents were perhaps a bit unusual, but they were really expensive presents that had real significance. So this first one in Grace's bag, we can open your bag now, Grace. Yeah? Yeah? Now, this first one had gold in. I think we've got a picture of gold for all you people that aren't close to the front. Now, gold is very, very valuable precious metal. We can use it to make crowns. We can use it to make jewellery. Sometimes you can get it as a bar of gold, money. We've got gold coins in our bag. Okay? They are chocolate gold coins, but shush, don't tell them that. We've got to pretend that they're real gold. Yeah? So the first one gave gifts. If you want to put your gift on there, gift of gold. And then the second one, okay, brought frankincense. So this is Tatiana's gift. Okay. Now, has anybody ever seen frankincense?
No.
Yeah? Well, we've got some real frankincense here. Okay? So that is what frankincense looks like when you first get it from the tree. It comes from a tree. Okay? And usually what they do with that, okay, they heat it up until it melts, and it makes a kind of an oil or a perfume. And it's so expensive that we've only got a little bottle here because it costs a lot of money. Even today it costs a lot of money to get frankincense. And priests used frankincense. Yeah? We'll put it back in the bag, Esther, because that's where the gifts go. And so they used to use the frankincense in the temple to say that they were sorry for everything that they'd done wrong. And so Jesus got the gold not only because he was a king, and he got the frankincense because he was a priest. He died for us so that we can be reconciled to God, so that we don't have to be separated from God anymore. And this last one
is frankincense.
No, we've got the frankincense. So this one is myrrh, yeah? And again, that's a spice, okay, from ancient, it comes from a tree found in Israel. And it's used as a perfume. Again, you burn it. You can use it as a medicine. It's a bit like an antiseptic. So if you get a cut, you can put myrrh on it to help it get better. Or you can actually eat it if you've got indigestion or ulcers or a cough or a cold. It's got healing properties. And the myrrh that the wise men brought was a symbol that Jesus was born to die for our sins, because they also used myrrh when a body was buried to give it a better smell, because it smells nicer. So these three gifts were what the wise men brought. We don't know if there were three wise men or not. We just know that they brought the three gifts. So this final part of Christmas story, yeah, involved a star. Yeah, it involved these wise men who came a long way to worship Jesus. And that was before we'd got planes and buses and trains to travel on. So they probably came on the camels. So it took them a long time. Yeah. And the story involves that wicked king who decided that if there was a new king on the scene, he was going to get rid of him. And so he decided he was going to kill all the young boys aged 2 and under because the wise men were told by God in a dream not to go back to that king. And he warned Joseph about the plot, and Joseph and Mary and Jesus left Bethlehem and went on to Egypt before they went back to Nazareth. So you might think that that's just a story that happened a long time ago, and it doesn't really matter to us today. But every year we celebrate Epiphany on the 6th of January, and we remember the star and the journey and the gifts, because the story of Jesus matters to us all every day. Jesus is God in human form. He came to earth to show us what God's like. And he didn't look like a king at first. He looked like a baby. Not like that one, obviously, that's just a toy. But he looked like a baby. But the wise men knew that he was more than just an ordinary baby, so they brought him the gold. They knew, as we do, that he was God with us. And we know that Jesus came to make things right between people and God. And so that gift of frankincense in the silver bag reminds us that Jesus can forgive our sins. And then he invites us to become children of God. And we know that he died for our sins. And so we appreciate that gift of myrrh, which the wise men brought. We don't have to use myrrh ourselves, but we can thank Jesus for dying for us. And you know, the good news is that we start the new year still by remembering the birth of Jesus, but we carry on throughout the year remembering everything that he did, everything that he still does. And the fact that he was born and then died isn't the end of the story, because Easter reminds us that he rose again from the dead. Now he's alive forevermore. Now I know that Mackenzie and Tatiana have just been on a long journey to South Africa. They've just come back from South Africa. I bet that took a long time, didn't it? Yeah? Even on an aeroplane, it took a long time. And we will go on many journeys this year, 2019. But the best journey that we can go on, like the wise men, is that journey to find Jesus and then to carry on journeying with him for the rest of our lives. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You can sit down. You were great. Thank you.